Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. There was a lot of work that went into training for it and getting over the line and getting there. There's a lot of preparation with the bike and everything like that, you know, and getting stuff sorted, nutrition and training the body for it. And yeah, just absolutely ecstatic when I got over the line. And I must say, it was a bit emotional when we crossed the line. And yeah, it was fantastic. There wasn't a lot of Irish there. There was a couple of guys that we met, and myself and Justin were, as far as I'm aware, were the only team to complete it. Shane, I forget his second name, from Dublin, his team partner went out on day two or three with heat stroke, and then they don't allow you back in the race. You know, it's a really tough challenge. And that second day, the first or second day, it was 45 degrees heat. And so a lot of people went out ill that day. And looking back on that, you know, I don't know how we survived that day. We just had a plan to try and drink as much as possible with salt and sugar and electrolytes and get through that day. And then I came up with the idea was using as much ice and putting it in my helmet and on the chest and on the back, and just trying to cool the core down that day in particular. And we managed to get over that day. That was only 90K on the first stage, as I say, and it was 45 degrees. They actually brought the race forward, was in an hour or two. For that reason, they anticipated that it was going to be so warm, and they brought the races forward. And that day in particular, I think we were out for 7 hours plus, and that was one of the hardest days I've ever had cycling. But we were glad, as I say, to get over that stage. And once we got over there, we knew we could fight on and push on from that.
45 degrees, even just to go outside in 45 degrees would be tough going, never mind having to cycle 90 kilometres in it. Jared, just for those who don't know, we talked before you went to South Africa and you were explaining a wee bit what this event was all about. But for our new listeners who didn't catch that interview, maybe just give a wee explanation of what the race is and your experience of it now that you've been there and done that. Just give us an explanation of what Cape Epic is.
So with a Cape Epic, the best way I can describe it is it's like the mountain biking equivalent to maybe the Tour de France. But the difference is that, you know, amateurs can do this. The professionals go before us. It's an 8-day staged event, you know, and you start in Cape Town and you're moving different towns and stuff. So the professionals go before us and they're probably cycling like the third of the time that we're out. And then again, to look at it on a different point of view, it's like an amateur going and doing the major golfing event behind the professionals and all the supporters out supporting that, and the TV crew and the whole lot. And that's the experience that we had. The TV is out, the helicopter is out watching us when we're in the trails, and the supporters, and I must say the locals come out and they support this. It's unbelievable to see the kids out and roaring and shouting, and towards one of the stages in Montague, the kids were all out shouting from the schools and asking us did we have any sweets, and we copped on to this. So we had stopped a few times and took out gels and sweets and bars and thrown them to the kids, and it was great fun. We literally, it was a race for us and we were pushing, but there was times we really had a good time for this, like, you know, it was good fun as well. But this is the toughest mountain biking race in the world, and it is the pinnacle for us. You know, it's the biggest 8-day staged race, mountain bike race in the world. So there is a series of these. There's the Cape Epic, and then they have Swiss Epic, and then they have Andorra, and the Four Islands is another one. So this is a series, but this is the, if you want to say, the daddy of them all. It's the biggest one, you know. So again, it is the toughest.
Sounds brilliant. Sounds like some achievement, and fair play to you for completing it. I did see the Tyrconnell Gap jersey in the photos that you put up on your socials, where you and Justin got your medals. You wore that jersey with pride the whole way, I'm sure.
I did. Actually, on the Tuesday, St. Patrick's Day, the two of us wore our jersey. So the first day, we were wearing his club jersey, which is the Dunloy jersey. And so we wore that. You're supposed to wear the same jerseys, the two of us, because we're partners, we're teammates. And the first day we wore his, and then on the Tuesday, because mine's is green, and then we had a good laugh on the St. Patrick's Day. So I had bought us pennants, tricolours, and we put that onto our jersey. And every person that we seen on the trail, we were shouting, "Happy St. Patrick's Day," and they were shouting back, "There's, ah, oh, you're Irish," and they'd seen from our badge, our number, it has your tricolour underneath, your nationality, and they were shouting, "Happy St. Patrick's Day," and and just the general feel out on the trail was just support. They loved to see their country showing off, and it's just fantastic. And we did have a good laugh with that, it was hard pushing, but there was times we were just out there having a good fun as well. But just at St. Patrick's Day, it was good to see, and everyone was shouting to us, good luck to the Irish, So it was good. It was nice. And as I say, wearing the club jersey, it was a real pride for that,
Seeing the event itself during some of the stages, was it as you expected, terrain-wise, environment-wise? You mentioned the 45-degree heat. Was that something that you anticipated going out there, or was that something that's surprising that popped up? And was there, apart from obviously day two where the heat was phenomenal, was there a day or a moment that you found most challenging, be it mentally or physically?
Touch again on the 45 degrees heat. I did have training for that, and I'm very lucky. I'll touch more on the sponsorship, but I must say Loch Esk was very good to me. Loch Esk Castle in Donegal Town, they allowed me to go into the leisure suite and use their sauna. And I did go in there a few times a week, and I think that helped me get in the sauna, and certainly didn't do any harm, trying to get used to that heat. But out on the trail, the trails were just spectacular, and they were brilliant. And but there was one day on the Thursday that was actually raining, and we were loving it. And again, everyone could see from our jersey where we were from, and we were like, "Oh, you Irish must be loving us." And that was one of the days we were taking over people. We took over hundreds of people that day, and it really suited us. That terrain, the mud, the rain. And that was the toughest day because it was the Queen's stage, which was 134K with 2,700 metres of climbing. And the climbing that day was absolutely brutal. But the first quarter of the day was raining, and it suited us. And everyone was stopping to put on rain jackets and overcoats, and we were nearly laughing at them.
Flying on, yeah.
This is what we're used to. We're so used to it. So that suited us, but towards the second half of the day, the heat came out, and it was brutal. That was one of the hardest days I've ever had cycling, and as I say, that was the Queen stage, and it was really tough. So that was Greytown, the Stellenbosch, so that was a tough stage,
So let's talk recovery. I would imagine there was a big lead up to this event. You're training every day, or you're doing your training regime. You're leading up to the event. You're getting mentally and physically ready. I would say there was probably a bit of an adrenaline dump after. How has the recovery process been since you got back to Ireland? And I would say you're still feeling the effects of it, are you?
Yeah, I am. It's funny, when I came back, a good friend of mine says you would eat the hands of a clock. And when I came back, I was just eating everything in the house. And so I came back on the Tuesday, and the Wednesday I felt good, and Thursday I was just exhausted, and I must say Friday was the same. And Saturday, Sunday is sort of coming around. Back to work then on Monday, and I was tired, but I was back out again on the bike on Wednesday there, this Wednesday, and it was just nice to get out and see the boys again and just chat. And they were all asking about it and all that. But the recovery process is just, I'm taking things easy, back to, there's one of the days that we burned 4,000 calories. I'm not saying every day was like that, but there was a lot of days it was hard to get as much calories back in again. And so the recovery process is slow, just not putting any pressure on, and just enjoying cycling again, and just enjoying that recovery and such.
So who was behind all this, Jared? So Justin Doherty was your teammate. I'm sure there was a lot more people involved in this achievement of yours.
Yeah, there is. But I must say, Justin Doherty rang me a lot of months ago and floated the idea. And I must thank him massively. He done this 2 years ago, and unfortunately he wasn't able to manage past stage four because the heat was, every single day was plus 40 degrees. He took a bug and he wanted to come back and complete it. So he had so many learnings from that. He had stayed in the tent and we upgraded this time to a camper van, and there's so many upgrades to try and complete it. But there's so many people I must thank, you know, as I say, Justin for lifting that phone and asking me, and my wife for actually having the patience to listen to me, to be completely obsessed with the whole idea and training and the whole lot. And there's a lot more people as well in the club. They've helped me as well, you know. So in the terms of sponsorship and stuff like that, so you know, Zest, which is Justin's company, they have sponsored a fair bit of stuff for this, and I couldn't thank them enough. And Zest Fire and Security is his company. And then, you know, Damien and Orla Diver, where I work, centre in Ardra. Pomus, Frank and Honest Coffee, and now serving two different blends of coffee in our Frank and Honest machine. Sorry, Mark, I just had to put in a real okay. bug in there for that one. I apologise for that.
Right.
And then there's a few other supporters that I had sponsorship. So I had Hugh Boyle Painting and Decorating, and Michael Malloy Wool Factory, and Ardra Factory there, as I say, and then Killybeg Seafood, and a seafood and company, and Letterkenny Value Centre. And again, these are people that knew I didn't go looking sponsorship. They knew the cost of this, and they helped me out. And yeah, so they really helped me out. And going back to Loch Esk, I'm very lucky that they sponsored that for the leisure and the sauna and stuff like that. And one other person as well, Emer Brennan, who done the Johannesburg cycle, he done that one a few years back, and I was able to pick his brains about stuff and the heat and training and stuff like that. So I'd like to thank him, Emer Brennan, you know.
Brilliant stuff. It's great to see so many local people and businesses getting involved in this kind of achievement. So fair play to everybody involved. So, Jared, you mentioned Switzerland and Andorra and the islands earlier on. Would you be eyeing up some of those races around the world now that you've done this one, or what are your plans for the foreseeable?
Yeah, listen, I think if I start mentioning something else now, my wife will kill me. But never is a long time, isn't it?
You know, yeah, sure is.
Yeah, so I'm very lucky to be able, and the word that we used out there a lot, more than once, was privileged. We were privileged to go there, we were privileged to race, and privileged to have the health to go there and race in South Africa and see a lot of the country. And we've seen a lot of towns, and, you know, it was just amazing to see. And I find myself thinking about other people that, you know, aren't with us now, and you know, sadly, one reason or another. And I'm working in the shop, as I say, you know, in Centre Ardra for the past 20 years. And God rest him, Damien Scholar, Tom Diver, died in November. And I found myself talking about him a lot when I was there, because, you know, he was a big sportsman. He would have loved to hear all of the stories. He would have loved to have heard all of the build-up. And as I say, I found myself talking about him a lot with all our people and Justin, and explaining that he would have loved to have heard that. So if I could, you know, not dedicate it to somebody, but he would have loved to have heard all of the stuff, you know. So again, as I say, we're privileged. We were very privileged to go there and do what we've done. And I'm very thankful for everyone that made it happen, you know. If I could just mention one thing before I go on, if you don't mind, we actually do have the Tyrconnell have an Easter charity cycle here on Easter Monday. And if people could keep an eye out on Facebook for that, it is for charity. And if you just log on to your Facebook account, and you'll find more details for that.
Jared, thanks very much for talking to us. That is Jared Kern of Tyrconnell Gap Cycling Club. Finished Cape Epic and has returned home. Jared, thanks very much for talking to us, and the best of luck in the future, okay?
thank you very much, Mark, for the opportunity.